we must never forget that we may also find meaning in life, even when confronted with a hopeless situation, when facing a fate that cannot be changed. For what then matters is to bear witness to the uniquely human potential at its best, which is to transform a personal tragedy into a triumph, to turn one's predicament into a human achievement. When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. Viktor Frankl.
Christine Brandl is a writer and photographer. Her poetry collection, A Wife is a Hope Chest, was published by Brain Mills Press in 2017. She writes a column on comedy, teaches writing at Ivy Tech Community College, and is also a hospice volunteer. Welcome to The Poets Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey. Christine, what poems have you brought us?
Panic Annie, Becoming a Witness. A damp cellar is no place for a child to dream, even though the floor was cool and gray. Annie snuck her bare feet through the little round window. The rest of her body followed. Now she knew, no one knew, where she was. She had pressed a doll's plastic eye into the hollow where the branches joined the trunk of the corner tree, convincing herself that eye would watch over her and keep her from harm. That summer, the sun stung down on her city and everyone was going mad. She climbed up the safe tree and looked at the lilies of the valley below, desperately asleep in the shade. The noise of a green sedan made her look toward the road. It stopped in the middle of the street. She knew this was wrong. Three people, man, girl, man, were crowded across the front seat. This could not be right either. The driver got out of the car. He was carrying a gun and put it in the car's trunk. The man was not wearing shoes. Annie knew he should be wearing shoes. His bare feet scared her. They stepped onto the hot tar bubbles without an inch of hesitation. Her bare feet were so much smaller than his. She closed her eyes. She stayed in that tree until night fell, when someone came and bundled her away. The sky dropped white, hot, bicentennial fireworks in her hair. To my son who was never born. I probably would have named you Linus, because no one names anyone that name anymore. But I didn't, because you were never born. Just as well as you would have resented me for that, and having me as a mother would have been curse enough. I would have taught you at least two languages and forbidden you from using your fingers like a gun. Those things would have set you apart in ways only one of us would have appreciated. When you grew, I would have let you pick out your own clothes and stumble when you needed to, rather than lift you when I wanted to. I would have taught you about birds and words and the beauty of colors. I'd have let you teach me about whatever you liked, even trucks or superheroes and stuff like that, which I hate. I would have, though, if you had been born. And if you had been a daughter, I would have never let you keep a secret. The quiz. Active shooter is not the same as lockdown. Watch the film, there will be a quiz. In my college's parking lot, God loves guns. In a 5-mile radius, there are 10 times as many churches as there are gun shops. But there are 6 gun shops. A panic button, yeah, like a bank teller. Put it under your desk, hit it. Someone will come, follow directions. Class policy. Attendance is mandatory. Come prepared. Turn off your phone and participate. Unless we're in lockdown, call 911. Do not talk. I cannot let you in if the door is locked. Unless there's an active shooter, stay calm. You choose. Run, hide, fight. Read the syllabus. There will be a quiz. Active shooter is not the same as lockdown. They are different, like the difference between a past participle and the present. We all came together to learn. Do not fail the quiz.
You've been listening to the poetry of Christine Brandl on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.